This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Months of campaigning comes down to a final day Monday for U.S. presidential candidates to convince undecided voters and urge their supporters to vote. Republican President Donald Trump and former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden are holding events in multiple states that will be among the most important in determining the outcome in Tuesday's election. The common stop on their itineraries is Pennsylvania, a state where Biden has been ahead in recent polls, but which Trump won in 2016. The winner of Pennsylvania earns 20 of the 270 electoral votes a candidate needs to earn a four-year term in the White House. Results from Election Day will not be official until weeks later, and the world will be watching. Iran's foreign ministry said Monday it will focus on the, quote, actions, end quote, of the new U.S. administration rather than who wins the White House. A ministry spokesman told reporters, quote, more than the result of the election, we will pay attention to the actions, end quote, of whoever is president. Since unilaterally withdrawing from a landmark nuclear deal with Tehran and world powers in 2018, the Republican administration of President Trump has reimposed and extended crippling sanctions on Iran. Saudi Arabia and Qatar are among countries slated to establish relations with Israel under a regional rapprochement launched by U.S. President Donald Trump, an Israeli official said Monday. Straying from Israel's reticence about Tuesday's U.S. election, Intelligence Minister Eli Cohen said implementing further normalization deals could depend on the next president displaying continued resolve against Iran. For more election coverage and all of the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News.